With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump rallying supporters in Rome, Georgia today.
This has been a tremendous week for our movement. We won big on Super Tuesday. They call it Super Tuesday for a reason. We won big. And now we're just days away from officially clinching the Republican nomination for President of the United States of America.
Justice Department reportedly launching a criminal probe into the Boeing jetliner blowout that left a gaping hole in that Alaska Airlines plane in early January. Wall Street Journal cites documents and people familiar with the matter who say the investigators contacted some people who were on the flight, says the probe would assist the department's review of whether Boeing complied with a previous settlement. Also at srnnews.com, correspondent Karen Chamas reports on a new sea route to transport aid from Cyprus to Gaza.
The launch of the new sea route is a sign of the international community's increasing frustration with the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. It also showed a new international willingness to work around Israeli restrictions. A ship belonging to Spain's Open Arms will make a pilot voyage to test the sea corridor. Open Arms founder Oscar Camps told the AP, "No, we're not concerned at all about security. We're concerned about the security and lives of the people who are in Gaza, who have neither food nor medicine to treat chronic pathologies." Israel said it welcomed the maritime corridor, but cautioned it would also need security checks. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian leader Vladimir Putin expected to secure his fifth term in power this month on the heels of opposition leader Alexei Navalny's death in prison. This is SRN News. South Carolina's Supreme Court is deciding the legality of a new private school voucher program.
Justices on South Carolina's High Court heard arguments on the constitutionality of spending taxpayer money on private schools through vouchers. South Carolina's Constitution prohibits state funds from directly benefiting any religious or other private educational institution. Opponents of the law say providing vouchers for private school tuition or fees is a direct payment. Supporters of the law say the money goes to a trust fund for parents to spend. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Former Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison coming out with a book this spring that chronicles God's faithfulness in his political career. It's titled Plans for Your God and will be out soon. The book's foreword is written by former Vice President Mike Pence. This is SRN News. Interesting study coming up next month.
Researchers will observe how animals' routines at several zoos are disrupted during the April 8th total solar eclipse. The moon shadow will sweep across North America from Texas to Maine. In 2017, a team noticed strange animal behavior at a South Carolina zoo in the path of total darkness. This time, scientists will stand by to track how tortoises, giraffes, and apes at the Fort Worth Zoo in Texas react when day transforms into dusk. John Scott reporting.
U.S. aerospace company Strato Launch conducting the first powered test flight of a new unmanned hypersonic research vehicle. Company says today's flight of the Talon A1 off the coast of California was a success, but is withholding specific altitude and speed details. Hypersonic described flights of at least Mach 5, or five times the speed of sound. More details at srnnews.com.